Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Okay, let's see if we can get this done, because I've literally tried to do this podcast all day. I've tried to record this podcast all day. It is now 12:30, and I started at 10. Oh, I'm wondering if Mercury is in retrograde because every mechanical thing I have is not working. Hi, I'm Kim. I am a doula and childbirth educator in Toronto. Welcome to Birth and Parenting Things podcast. Did you miss me last week? I was not around last week. I did not do a podcast last week because I had to focus on my own health. And as a primary parent, it's way too easy to ignore our own health signals and place the main focus on those that we're caring for. And in my case, that happens to be my kids and my mom. During the first week of January, I believe I mentioned this last week or in the last podcast, my body started screaming at me that something was up and needed to be looked at. So last week, I got fitted for a 48-hour heart monitor that would monitor my heart for 48 hours. And that's literally the whole brain capacity that I had. I just focused on that. But what ended up happening the first day, the first half day was fine. And then the second day, things as the day progressed on, after about 24 hours, things started to get itchy and sore. And then by the end, I was the next day. So I didn't sleep at all that night because everything, all the sensors were all itchy and sore. And then the next morning, I was literally counting the hours, counting the minutes to take this thing off. So when I was finally able to take it off, the sensors left behind these red welts, these open kind of sores that needed to heal. So clearly I'm allergic to something. I don't know what it was, but things are healing now. But yeah, literally that was the whole focus of my week. So the moral of the story is take care of yourself before your body starts screaming at you. And remember that you can't take care of everyone else if you are completely out of commission. Now, what is this week's podcast about? Let's see. So we're going to talk about continuation of newborn must-haves. And we're going to talk about bathing and hygiene. So I tried to write this out like 3 times yesterday. And every time my computer didn't shut down, but it wouldn't save what I was writing. So it's, again, Mercury in retrograde. I don't understand what's happening here. But here we go. So bathing baby for the first time might feel daunting. Of course it does. You've got this wiggly little creature made of jello that you are now submerging into water. How is that not terrifying? For me, my first son, and I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, he didn't get his first bath until he was about a week and a half old. He was in the NICU for a week, so they definitely weren't bathing him in there. But then by the time I got home, we certainly didn't bath him. And to be honest, I had completely forgotten that bathing him was a task that I needed to do. I was in such a brain haze after his birth and his stint in the NICU that I was really just trying to get through each day. So, as I say, he was about a week and a half old. But what is the recommendation for when babies should actually have their first bath? And ultimately, it is completely up to you. But we do know that the World Health Organization suggests that babies actually not have their first bath for at least 24 to 48 hours after the birth. So that's basically when you get home. And the reason for this is because what they're covered in, the amniotic fluid and the vernix and the other schmutz, it basically acts as an antibacterial layer for them to protect them while they're in hospital and coming in contact with so many people. Plus, the smell and the natural coating that they have actually helps with the initiation of feeding baby from your body. And finally, we know that babies are going to get cold fast in those early days, and we don't want to make baby too cold, because when that happens, it can end up lowering their blood sugar, and as a result, they might end up needing formula to boost their sugars up, which can, again, disrupt breastfeeding. So when baby should actually have their first bath, again, it's completely up to you. If you wanted to have it done in hospital, and the hospitals will absolutely still ask you, if you want to have it done in hospital, I generally recommend waiting at least 12 hours afterwards. Some hospitals will do it 6 hours afterwards, but again, that's going to make baby cold. So if you are going to have it done, regardless of what time frame after baby is born, but a minimum of 6 to 12 hours, please, do lots of skin to skin with baby afterwards, because that skin to skin is going to help normalize baby's blood sugars, and it's going to help keep baby warm from this cold experience that they just had. So it could be when you get home, it could be at the hospital, it could be a week and a half or 2 weeks after. Keep in mind that with your baby, the dirtiest parts of them are getting cleaned most often. So we don't actually have to, you know, worry about bathing them right away. The question then becomes, once babies have their first bath, how often should they be bathed? Well, generally speaking, babies don't have to be bathed every day. Again, because the dirtiest parts of them are getting cleaned multiple times a day, baby actually doesn't need to be bathed more than once every 2 to 3 days. So that can be, if you wanted a rule of thumb, that could be, you know, every other day if you wanted to. We also don't want to use soap on their skin every single time, because especially for winter babies, that can dry out their skin, and we don't want to do that. You would potentially want to wash their hair even less often, because we don't want to wash away all the natural oils that are in their scalp. Another final common question that we have when it comes to bathing baby is, what should the temperature of the water be? Well, we definitely don't want it to be too cold, and we don't want it to be too hot either. So something just around body temperature, or just warmer than body temperature, is usually recommended. So that would ideally be about 38 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And you can use, I don't use my elbow, because your elbow, to test the water, because your elbow is actually pretty tough. I usually use the inside of my wrist to test the water before putting baby in, or using a cute little ducky thermometer is fine. Now, what are we going to actually need to bath baby? Well, we're going to need a safe place to do it. And you'll want to pick a room to bath baby in that is going to be warm, so baby doesn't get chilly. And if the room you choose, like a bathroom or the kitchen, if it's chilly, then you can use a small heater to warm the area up with, so baby doesn't get too cold too fast. You'll also want something that's going to hold water. And that's going to be a baby tub or a sink. Really, that's all you need. I generally recommend sort of the ones that are reclined, and the tub that will fit over a sink, like the kitchen sink, because that's going to make draining the water out easier, and it's also going to make rinsing baby with some clean water after the water is drained out a little bit easier too. We're going to need some towels, and I usually like creating a towel stack, which is basically a regular grown-up towel that you use, nice fluffy towel that is used as the base, and then it's topped with a hooded towel. And the hooded towel is used to dry baby off, and then the regular towel can be used to keep baby warm. Once baby's dried off, we're going to remove the hooded towel and then wrap baby up in the warmer, the base towel, and then get them dressed and whatnot. We will want to have about 3 to 4 washcloths. You'll want to have several washcloths. You don't want to use the same cloth that you're using on baby's face that you're using on their bum. So you'll want to have 2 or 3 of them. And especially if maybe baby has any eye infections or anything like that, we don't want to be using, you know, the same cloth from one eye over to the other eye. You'll need an all-in-one soap. Your baby will not need separate body wash, shampoo, and conditioner. Why? Well, because first off, they have very little hair to start, so they don't need a separate shampoo and conditioner. And B, they aren't going clubbing when all this is over. Hopefully, they're just going to bed. You're going to need a nail grooming kit or something to trim their nails. Generally, it's recommended that baby's nails not be clipped for the first 2 to 4 weeks, and we'll file them instead. And the reason is because the nail grows really close to the nail bed and it's very easy to clip their skin. So each time you give them a bath, just give them a once over, check and see if any nails need to be filed down or any, and don't forget their feet. Do not forget their toes. You'll need to look at them as well. And finally, well, not finally, but we'll need all the clothes and diapers and everything that we're going to need for afterwards. So before you get started and put baby in the tub, make sure that you have their diaper and diaper cream and clothes and all that at the ready so the baby isn't being moved around your home cold and wet. Babies aren't good at temperature regulation, so we want them dried off and dressed quickly. If baby does get too cold and shivery, you can consider doing some skin to skin with baby and wrapping a warm blanket around them and around you and them for baby to warm up if you found that baby's gotten a little bit chilly. And finally, and this is one of my most important recommendations, if you start to bath baby and things aren't going well, if your anxiety is up and baby is screaming, just stop. Rinse baby off, dry them off, redress them, and try again tomorrow. Don't worry if the first few times it's awful. Just stop what you're doing and try again at another time. Your baby won't care, and neither will anyone else. I remember when I bathed, so when I did finally bath my son for the first time, well, it wasn't me, actually. The midwife came and did his first bath. And then after that, for me, what I ended up doing was bathing him in a baby bathtub, but on the floor. Because I was so worried. One of my biggest concerns was, because he was so big, I was worried about dropping him. So, and being slippery and dropping him. So I thought, if I'm already on the floor and he slips out of my hands, he's not going anywhere. So that was kind of how I did baths for the first little bit until I got more comfortable holding him, until I built up some strength to hold him. But try and figure out what's going to work best for you. And it's okay if it doesn't look like the videos or it doesn't look like the other things that you've seen. This is your baby and you get to figure out what that's going to look like. All right. And I think I have a hot tip that I usually have too. Most of the videos that I've seen online on YouTube and whatnot for bathing baby, they have usually washed baby's hair first. I generally don't do that. I prefer to wash baby's hair last. So having just off to the side some nice, clean, warmer water, so like 39 degrees, because it's going to cool down as you're washing the rest of baby. But then when you're done sort of washing the rest of baby, you can wash their hair. And then that way they're not sitting there getting the rest of their bath with a wet head, because that doesn't seem to make sense to me. Anyways, that's it. I hope that's helpful. And if you've had a baby, let me know. How did your first bath go with your baby? Was it a huge success or was it an epic nightmare? All right. Have a good one.